next on the 5 o'clock report.
It's disgraceful what happened.
What's the plan?
Governor Cuomo sure loves to hear the sound of his own voice.
I'm done asking.
I'm not exactly sure how they enforce this.
He was a little gift in the tree this year.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Good afternoon. Welcome aboard Thanksgiving Day, 1 week away, and the CDC today out with some advice on how to celebrate in the COVID era.
Amidst this critical phase of the COVID-19 pandemic, CDC is recommending against travel during the Thanksgiving period.
The CDC's Dr. Henry Walk in Atlanta today.
We are in a tough time. You know, hospitalizations, deaths are increasing.
For those who plan to travel, health experts say remember the three W's. Wash your hands, watch your distance, and wear a mask. All over America, steps are being taken to try and corral the coronavirus. Our coverage continues with correspondent Deborah Alforone.
Residents in Pittsburgh are being advised to stay home as a number of new cases there hit a record high.
I'm done asking, and today I'm telling you that these are things we must all do to bring down the level of spread.
Health experts are concerned the holidays will exacerbate the situation.
Joe Biden held a news conference this afternoon on how to beat the pandemic after meeting with the National Governors Association.
We were deeply impressed with how much consensus there was, how to move forward among the governors. What we need to do now is how we need to do it. How are we going to do it?
Biden discussed with the governors implementation of a national mask mandate. The Trump campaign claims there's enough evidence of voter fraud to overturn the results of the presidential election. Attorney Rudy Giuliani today accused the news media of being complicit in this fraud.
I know you keep reporting falsely that we have no evidence. That's because the coverage of this has been almost as dishonest as the scheme itself.
Giuliani claims to have a myriad of evidence in the form of affidavits proving fraud did happen in several battleground states.
We have 1,000 at least, and we're getting more every day. It's enough to overturn any election. It's disgraceful what happened.
The ex-mayor says large Democrat-run cities like Philadelphia and Detroit are notorious for voting irregularities. Pennsylvania Health Secretary Rachel Levine said today the state should have a COVID vaccine by next month, but she warned the shot will not be a cure-all for the Commonwealth.
There's going to be limited doses when it comes out. They're not 100% effective, so we're going to have masks and hand-washing, etc. It's going to take time to roll all this out, and then we have to get past that. Vaccine hesitancy.
Pennsylvania's top doc reporting over 7,000 new COVID infections today in the Commonwealth, and that is the most since the pandemic began. Outrage in America's largest school district over the decision to shut down school. Scott Pringle reports from New York City.
Parents have put together a petition with thousands of signatures, and they're demanding schools reopen as soon as possible. They plan on delivering this petition to Mayor de Blasio. Many now scrambling to figure out plans with all students now doing all remote.
What's the plan? Is he watching our kids? Are our kids going to be doing their remote learning from a bar, from a restaurant, from a gym, from a casino? All these places are open.
You can't say we think this is a temporary closure, but not even let us know when is the next time you're going to check in with us.
The mayor says schools will close at least through Thanksgiving. Scott Pringle, New York.
Governor Cuomo also under fire for his handling of the school crisis in New York City. He lashed out at a reporter yesterday for questioning him on the issue. The governor wrongly proclaimed that New York City schools would be open today. Media critic Joe Concha.
I'd love to hear Governor Cuomo's message to that single mom who works paycheck to paycheck, who has to go to work and has to have her kid in school so she can go to work. Now she's home today taking care of her child in that one-bedroom apartment without any income coming in. Would love to hear Governor Cuomo, who sure loves to hear the sound of his own voice, talk to that mom and tell her it's all going to be okay.
Concha says Cuomo is not used to having his leadership called into question like it was yesterday. The cost of cooking Thanksgiving dinner is down this year.
The American Farm Bureau says the price of a 16-pound turkey is 7% lower than last year. The average price of a traditional Thanksgiving meal for 10 this year is $47, down 4% from last year.
Correspondent Jim Krasula, and with the cold weather right around the corner, energy experts say there's some practical things you can do to save you money on your home heating bills.
Turn your temperature down on your thermostat as low as comfort permits. each degree lowered actually saves an average of 3% on heating bills.
NYSEG Sarah Warren says it's also important to make sure you change the air filter on your furnace.
Dirty air filters are going to make your home heating system work harder, and that means more energy use and more money on your heating bill.
Other energy-saving tips include making sure to seal the cracks around your windows and doors and take time to ensure your attic is properly insulated. Still to come on the 5 o'clock report for a Thursday. Is it legal? Pennsylvania's at-home mask mandate. The new Chick-fil-A in Henrietta and businesses struggle in the orange zone.
This is meteorologist Ken McKinley with our Family Life forecast. As we head through this evening and tonight, brisk breezes will continue, and so the temperatures will not fall very much overnight tonight. We'll see a few clouds from time to time. And tomorrow we'll have another fairly warm day for this time of the year with some sunshine in many areas to begin with, but clouds tending to thicken from the west as we head through the day. Saturday, we'll see some partial clearing in New York locations, although the clouds will remain fairly persistent across southern tier areas of New York and in Pennsylvania, and the temperatures on Saturday will tend to be a little bit cooler, but fairly close to normal for this time of the year.
All right, Ken McKinley filling in for Kevin today. Thank you very much. We're checking the headlines where you live across New York and Pennsylvania next. Pennsylvania Representative Clint Owlett says the Wolf administration's new COVID mask mandate that kicks in tomorrow might be a government overreach, in his opinion.
I'm not exactly sure how they enforce this. We talk about government overreach, and I think that there are some sacred places, you know, that we need to really look at, and our homes is one of them.
That said, the Northern Tier representative thinks rural communities like his need to take this virus seriously.
Let's be smart about it. We have to make sure that we don't overrun our healthcare system and our long-term care facilities, both of which, when the virus hits there, the ripple effect creates a lot of pinch points that are hard for us to get past.
Owlett's district includes Tioga County, where the COVID infection rate right now is above 14%.
We have to reach down deep and figure out what we can do to bend that curve. We don't want to be, you know, have the spotlight of the state on our area for something like COVID.
The county's three public school districts, Tioga counties, are switching to remote learning soon to try and bend the curve, as Owlett suggested. New statewide travel restrictions and that mask mandate takes effect tomorrow in Pennsylvania. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says religious gatherings are acting as super spreader events for the virus. And those comments aren't sitting well with many in the faith community.
There's something basically unconstitutional when a casino in Nevada has more rights to stay open than a church.
Pastor Robert Jeffress says houses of worship are easy targets in the COVID era.
And I think it's important that once this pandemic is passed, that the Constitution be a survivor, not a casualty of the coronavirus.
Local businesses in those orange zones of Western New York sounding off over shutting down again. The new lockdowns take effect tomorrow.
It's very, very sad. You know, I mean, I never expected anything of all the years, 70 years in the business, to have to go out like this.
That's Russell Salvatore. He runs a steakhouse in Williamsville, New York, and says all you can do is hope for better days ahead.
Just say prayers and keep our fingers crossed, and if everybody behaves, maybe we'll be back before the month of December is gone.
We're hair salons and spas, and that closes us up as of Friday.
Buffalo salon owner Peggy Corto says the shutdown is especially painful around the holidays.
A lot of single moms working for us, and this is devastating. And I understand that this virus is horrific, and I understand that it needs to be controlled, but we have done everything possible. We haven't even had any cases.
She fears many businesses will never recover from a second shutdown. Parts of Chemung County in the Southern Tier are in the orange zone, too. They've been that way for over a month now. State Senator Tom O'Mara.
Businesses are dying. They're literally dying. To go this long for a second time, I don't believe is warranted under the circumstances. And I'm here with them every step of the way to help them move forward and to get our businesses back open and get people back to work.
O'Mara says he is working with Congressman Tom Reed to try and save as many businesses as possible from shutting down permanently. Food insecurity becoming even more an issue with many people out of work due to the pandemic. Andrea Thompson is the CEO of a not-for-profit that works to put food on the table of impoverished homes. She says for too many of us, we're not sure where that next meal might come from.
We went from seeing about 10% of households nationally suffer from food insecurity to seeing
23% of households nationally now reporting food insecurity, which is mind-boggling.
Thompson says for many kids, school is the only place they can get a good meal, and with so many schools closed, it's not happening right now. Well, no more waiting in the wings in Rochester, New York.
The Rochester Red Wings have a parent team again. The Washington Nationals will be the Major League Baseball affiliate for the Wings. The move comes after the Minnesota Twins announced last week that they would no longer be the big league affiliate of the Red Wings. Rochester will remain a member of the International League, which plays at the AAA level. Brandon Dixon, Family Life News.
Thank you, Brandon. Keeping in the Flower City, the Rochester region. Second Chick-fil-A opened today on Jefferson Road in Henrietta. It will occupy the space that used to belong to Joe's Crab Shack, which was demolished in March. A line of cars as long as the eye could see, waiting at the drive-thru about an hour before opening this morning there in Henrietta. Your nightly market report is next. It is brought to you by Ambassador Advisors. Good day for Wall Street stocks. The Dow up 45. NASDAQ climbed 103 points, while the S&P advanced 14. Ambassador Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more. You can find out more at AmbassadorAdvisors.com.
Hi, this is a MoneyWise Minute with teacher Rob West.
Setting some financial and life goals is imperative in the life of a Christian, but many people are reluctant to do so. Here's why. First, fear of failure. If a goal isn't set, then there's no chance of not meeting it. But as a Christian, fear of anything is the opposite of what God wants. Give Him your fears and move ahead. Second, thinking that goal setting takes a lot of time. It doesn't have to, and what does take up a lot of time is hours worrying and thinking about goals and objectives because you never write them down. Third, we don't know what goals to set. However, all your primary financial goals have already been addressed by God. Lifestyle, debt, saving, investing, and generosity. Worthy goals all spelled out in the Bible.
Hey, need some help getting started with this? Well, connect with a MoneyWise coach at our website, which is MoneyWise.org, MoneyWise.org.
Battle of the Birds in the NFC tonight. Seahawks, Cardinals, primetime sunny.
Yeah, man, Thursday Night Football going to be a good one. Kyler Murray and those Cardinals taking on Russell Wilson and the 6-3 Seahawks. Last night, pretty cool. Rochester's Isaiah Stewart making history at the NBA Draft.
With the 16th pick in the 2020 NBA Draft, the Portland Trailblazers select Isaiah Stewart from the University of Washington.
That's the highest ever for someone from Rochester to be drafted. He was one of the best prospects in the country. Stewart initially drafted by Portland, of course, but the draft, the trade rights being sent to the Detroit Pistons. What's up with the New York Knicks? They're parting ways with six players clearing $40 million in cap space, but we know that space is not for Golden State's Klay Thompson. He's going to miss the entire season with a torn Achilles suffered during a pickup game. Thompson missed all of last season with a torn ACL.
Hey, James Harden might be available. Just wondering.
We'll see.
That's a lot of money.
This is meteorologist Ken McKinley with our Family Life forecast. As we head through this evening and tonight, brisk breezes will continue, and so the temperatures will not fall very much overnight tonight. We'll see a few clouds from time to time. And tomorrow we'll have another fairly warm day for this time of the year, with some sunshine in many areas to begin with, but clouds tending to thicken from the west as we head through the day. It'll stay mainly cloudy as a cold front drops south through the region as we head through tomorrow night. But on Saturday, we'll see some partial clearing in New York locations, although the clouds will remain fairly persistent across southern tier areas of New York and in Pennsylvania. And the temperatures on Saturday will tend to be a little bit cooler, especially in more northern areas, but fairly close to normal for this time of the year.
All right. And finally, five, a tiny owl rescued this week from that Rockefeller Center Christmas tree. The wide-eyed bird made the three-day journey to New York City aboard a flatbed truck from Oneonta, just north of Binghamton. That's where the tree came from. Ellen Kalish works at the Ravensbeard Wildlife Center downstate, where that owl is currently being cared for.
I was thrilled that he was alert and looking up at me, and so grateful to hear some good news in these times.
Now, after receiving some fluids and food, the tiny bird expected to make a full recovery. Kalish hopes to release the owl back into the wild this weekend, but not without a new name. And what name would be better, of course, than Rockefeller?
He was the little gift in the tree this year. Rockefeller just seemed to fit right.
What a great story. And that Rockefeller Christmas tree will be lit for the holidays. 50,000 1,000 multicolored lights in early December.
And, of course, Rockefeller is a bird from Oneonta.
Yes,
so
he is.
Is he going to come back home, or is he going to stay in the city?
I don't know. Maybe.
The rent's a lot higher in the city. I'm just saying.
He's out of
Christian Radio listeners love to support the businesses that support the ministry they love.